This is Reading Lesson 2. Read number 1.
Azad.
In number 2, you see a new letter. It's the Dari letter
Re,
which is equivalent to the English letter R, but it's pronounced somewhat differently. Here it's followed by an
Aleph.
Repeat number 2 after the speaker.
Ra. Ra.
Now try to read number 3.
Raz.
Notice the resemblance between the letters R and Z. They have similar shapes, but they are easily distinguishable because the Z has a dot over it. With this in mind, read number 3 again.
Raz.
Read number 4.
Za.
In number 5, you see the letters R and D. Notice that the R is like a comma, and it's written lower than the D. Read number 5.
Rad.
Number 6 contains the same 3 letters as number 5, but in reverse order. When the R comes last, it's somewhat rolled, like a Spanish R. With this in mind, try to read number 6.
Dar.
Number 7.
Zar.
Try to read number 8.
Razad. Razad.
Now look at number 9, which begins with a Dari letter
Sin.
This is like an English S. Here it's connected to an
Aleph.
Read number 9.
Sa.
Number 10 is a woman's name. Try to read number 10.
Sara.
Notice how the S connects to the following
Aleph,
but the R does not. Letters like the S are called connectors. They connect to the following letter in the same way that letters join together in English handwriting. Read number 10 again.
Sara.
Number 11.
Saz.
12.
Asar. Asar.
13.
Adzar.
14.
Dazar.
15.
Zasa.
The word in number 16 has 2 syllables, each with 3 letters. Try to read number 16.
Sadzar.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 2.